Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Good weekend, I hope so. Chappers is back, yay! Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we missed you.
Yeah, whatever.
No, big love for you, man. Big love.
Big love.
Did you not see something for the weekend on BBC Two yesterday?
No, because I was on air.
Big love.
Right. Thanks for listening.
Me and Tim... you were on it, weren't you? Sorry. No, I do often listen to Chaps and Dave on the weekend when they're on, and so does TV's Tim Lovejoy.
Does he?
More on this in just a moment.
Oh, right. Okay.
Chappers, you're doing that really showing off thing of when you've been on holiday and you've come back with a suntan, you're wearing all pale colours.
Yeah. No, I'm not wearing pale colours.
You are, pale pink.
I'm wearing
pale grey.
I would never do that.
Look at my tan.
I've got to say, I've got tan envy, probably.
I have to say, it's not very often that you're more tan than
I know.
He is.
Make jealous. The most of it, my darling.
Yeah, I know. Are you going for a big top-up tonight?
I'm telling you, they've got new tubes down the road. I might go for 10.
Spray on.
Also, can I just ask, I know it's bad to have sunbeds, and generally I do use the fake tan these days. I've kind of weaned myself off. Mm. Yeah, the spray one. Is it wrong to go on a sunbed with no pants on?
As long as the person before has wiped it down.
No, but, like...
Hang on, are you going on a stand-up one?
Yeah.
I always keep my pants on the stand-up one.
So do I, but I had a conversation in a pub with one of my friends yesterday, and they always take theirs off. Surely you're going to get big red cheeks from that.
Also, who's really going to know whether you've got a suntanned willy?
That's what I said to them. We had a good hour-long conversation about this.
But
yesterday.
Thanks for telling us that you have now.
No, I haven't. I wear pants, but
all right,
it's
but
a friend.
Next time.
A friend.
That is a tan and a half, though. Fair play to you.
Thanks.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1.
So I don't know if you've seen something for the weekend before, if you're up early enough on a Sunday morning. It's an interesting magazine-type show where they have guests on, and then a man called Mr. Rimmer does some cooking.
It's very... it's perfect for a Sunday morning, isn't
really
it?
Is.
Really?
Yeah.
You have a bit of cooking,
Hangover
a few
TV.
Celebs, and then some old TV shows knocking about and clips from them.
No, I was going to say, and the cocktail maker's good.
Really good?
Yeah.
That was the best cocktail I've ever had, ever.
Did you down it?
I just felt a bit wrong at 11 o'clock in the morning having a cocktail.
Did you?
Yeah.
He does not know.
First time you've ever felt that.
I know. I got a bit of guilt. I was like, hang on, it's too early for this.
Right. You never said that before.
No, I know. And Tim Lovejoy sends his love.
He's a very nice man.
I didn't have to do any cooking in the end. Becky was winding me up all last week going, you know you've got to like properly cook. Because when The Enemy went on, they did cheesy fish pie.
You did have to cook. You got your whisk out.
All I had to do was whisk. And they told me specifically beforehand, right, that's the thing that pings the prongs
out.
You
couldn't turn it off.
And that's I couldn't turn it off. And that's the thing that starts it.
You didn't do what you did on Ready Steady Cook and then put an electric appliance in the sink.
No, but
did
I did
you?
Mention that I had done that on Ready Steady Cook before just to make them feel at ease. Yeah, I just had to whisk something and then mash up a banana. It was dead easy.
They'd obviously seen the Ready. Well, you were only allowed to grate, weren't you, on Ready Steady Cook? So you're kind of progressing up the kitchen utensils.
I'm mashing now.
They might trust you with a knife next time.
Here's a little clip from yesterday's show.
I listened to when Chappers and Dave have their own show and they're actually really good.
Now, I'm not thinking he believes that.
I listen to when Chappers and Dave have their own show, and they're actually really good.
They're actually really good.
Mm.
Low expectations of you.
Had he had a lot of cocktails at that point?
No, he'd had none.
Right, okay.
And also, I knew I'd get stick for this today.
No, they are. I mean, they're very good as a double act, but, you know, I wouldn't want Chappers to go.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't want Chappers to go.
Go on, replay it again.
I wouldn't want Chappers to go.
Can you not play again? It makes me feel really uncomfortable.
I wouldn't want Chappers to go.
I think it's sweet that I said that. And you?
He might be going.
Are you added the music, or were they doing that on...
I wouldn't want Chappers to go.
I think we added that afterwards. Yeah. This wasn't on the show yesterday.
Was this whilst you were whisking?
A dream sequence.
Oh, my God.
There wasn't a dream sequence while I was whisking, but I did say...
I wouldn't want Chappers to go.
While I was whisking. And I think I said that just because I was trying to do too many things at once, multitasking, and therefore didn't really quite know what I was saying.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. And now, David Hasselhoff. Hi.
Good morning. Remember, Scott Mills is my friend, and that's all we have in the end. And if you'd like to see, watch The Living Channel at 10 on TV. Good morning, it's all.
Are you doing an impression of me on the voiceover?
it's over?
Yeah. I let me play you some now. There's some really good bits. Listen to this. You're going to love this, Chappers. Okay. I was just trying to get feel the drama of me and David living together in Los Angeles, okay?
There is a moment during childhood that everyone experiences. The moment you find your hero, your role model, someone to idolise. I'm Scott Mills, and it happened to me at 10 years old, when a show came on the TV that had a car that talked.
Mm.
Did you write this script yourself?
I didn't, but you don't like it, no?
No, it's very good.
I've loved the Hoff for nearly 25 years, but the closest I ever got to him was watching him on the telly. Until now.
They made you do that really kind of, until now, voice, which I quite like.
Yes, it's so captured the essence of your being that, you know, you should maybe hire that writer to kind of, follow you around and just write things for you.
Well, just, narrate my life.
Yeah, it's like when you go out and you say, you know, what do I say? You say, hello, I'm Scott Mills, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and I've loved you for 25 years, even though I've never met you.
Here's my favourite bit of the whole thing.
I'm not Mitch Buchanan.
You don't say. I'm not Mitch Buchanan.
Yeah. I'm not Mitch Buchanan, but I worry David lives his life like the characters he portrays.
It's hilarious. But
do you worry that?
I worry sometimes.
Has that kept you up at night?
Yes, it does. Sometimes at night, I think to myself, I worry that David is just like the characters he portrays. No, I mean, it's a great show, isn't it, David? And we had lots of fun.
You know, it's a lot of fun. I was actually thinking of coming up to Brighton and doing the next reality episode should be at Brighton Beach, hanging out trying to be Mitch Buchanan at Brighton Beach. Oh, it was a lot of fun. I was actually out in the jet skis again yesterday. It was fantastic.
Oh yeah, you'll see that on the show if you watch it tonight. Did you fall in or not?
You know what? I actually fell in a couple of times. It was a lot colder, and everybody was remarking about, when's the show coming out? When's the show? All the guys down at the Redondo Pier where we had lunch. It was a great, fun experience, and I think everybody in the UK will all immediately move to Los Angeles when they see the weather we had.
Oh, my God, in January as well. So we're having a screening tonight. Well, I say a screening. It's not really. We're just going to a pub where they've got a TV, and they're going to switch it on.
Have you checked that?
Well, here's the thing. I hope they've got living. Because what about if we turn up and they're like, no, sorry, we've only got Freeview. And what happens then?
So you're going to a pub tonight to watch yourself on telly?
Yes. But it's been set up by the film company that made it. So that's very nice of them. I just hope that they have got... I hope they've checked that the living is on there. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be as much fun watching ITV. Anyway, so David, explain to us where you are right now, because I find this quite interesting.
Well, yeah, I found it interesting, too. This morning I was getting the jet skis actually ready to go out again with my daughter because the weather is beautiful again, and all of a sudden my maid starts screaming, Mr. Davy, Mr. Davy! And I come out and my daughter's cat is laying on the side of the driveway, not in very good shape, so I had to give him mouth-to-mouth, cat-to-mouth.
You gave a cat mouth-to-mouth?
No, I'm just kidding, of
right.
course.
I know that by now.
My other dog is in deep trouble. They already had the, dog TMZ and dog Perez Hilton out there trying to cover the fact that the dog was trying to eat the cat. And the dog's in big trouble because he had cat hair in his mouth. So I'm at the vet. I'm actually at the emergency right now, and they're in there trying to work on my cat. And I'm sitting in the car in the back hoping that the cat is okay, or it's not going to be a real fun day around the Hasselhoff household.
Wow. So it ate its ear.
What?
It ate the cat's ear?
No.
Cat
no, it ate more than the cat. Ate more than the cat's ear. The hair.
Ow.
No, it chomped him pretty good, but the cat's going to be fine. It's just a little catastrophic. It's just another day in the life of the Hoff.
Yeah, this is the kind of...
Did you make that story up, David, just so you could do the bad pun? Catastrophic day?
I can give you the number. Yeah, why don't you call the animal clinic live? And they're right here. And that would freak them out because I said, I have to go outside and talk to Scott Mills in London in the car. And they're going, did you make that story up? I said, no! Who thinks I'm lying this morning? No.
As long as the cat's okay, though, that's all fine.
The cat... Anyway, the show's really good. Anybody, you know, I never wanted to do a reality show. And because it's, you know, usually it's not real. Well, I really wanted Scott to get a sense of what it's really like to be around the Hasselhoffs, because it's, you know, it really is fun. It's crazy and fun, and it actually turned out really good. I saw most of it, and in fact, we're all talking about bringing the girls over and maybe relocating and doing something in London for the summer, you know, because kind of my fish out of water, you know. Bring Hasselhoff over to Scotstown.
Yeah, come and stay at my house.
Hey, man, you know what? We should do that. That would be great.
My doors aren't big enough. Someone said this to me the other day, and I know that you need Hoff doors.
Well, we'll have to have the writer follow us around. We can, like, put him in the closet and tell us what to say.
Why does he need special doors?
Because he used to stay at this hotel, but now he doesn't stay there anymore because the doors aren't big enough for him. Isn't that right, David?
Well, that's kind of one of the hotels I've been banned at because of the doors, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. Well, it's on to Living TV tonight at 10 o'clock. It's the Hoffman Scott came to say. It's very much fun. We had a great time. And I'll speak to you later. I might call you from the special screening. Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'll figure out what time that is, and I'll be around. I might be out in the water, but you can catch me on my cell, even on the water. So call in. It'd be fun.
Is it waterproof?
The phone? Of course. Everything I have is waterproof. Right. I'm Mitch Buchanan.
I'm Mitch Buchanan. But remember, I'm not Mitch Buchanan. I'm not.
You know what? Neither am I, and you kind of actually see that in the show.
I'm not Mitch Buchanan.
Thank you, David.
All right, guys, have a happy day. Lots of love. I'll see you on TV tonight on Living.
Okay. Good luck to the cat.
I love you.
See, guys, I love you, too.
Okay, except you won't be able to ring him. You're going to have to page him.
Yeah, I can't ring him, can I? Oh, rubbish.
Poor cat.
I know. That's terrible news. Would you like to hear another bit from the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, please.
I'd like you to kind of guess what the next word is going to be from David's mouth.
When Scott comes into my house, he's got to play by my rules. I think Scott's a little,
Orange.
Sheepish, he's not a real stunt guy, you know?
Sheepish was the correct answer.
Not a real stunt guy.
Oh, no way, David.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, one that doesn't speak cancelled Oh, What's Occurring a week ago. There was uproar from the Radio 1 listeners. You weren't here for that, chappers. It all went off.
Hang on, I was here for that, wasn't I?
Yeah, he was here when they cancelled it.
Wasn't that...
Oh, yeah, you were, but last week...
But last week, people were on the streets and everything and, like, those free Deirdre, the T-shirts
really?
Yeah, and stuff.
Yeah. Placards and stuff.
Yeah.
Burning effigies are the one that doesn't speak.
What, across the country?
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
So, as a result, Becky's decided to bring it back this week. Only it's old stuff, right?
Well, I just thought, because I'd missed it so much, and if I'd heard it before, I might have a better chance of winning, so we'll do Oh, What's Occurring Gold.
Okay.
So there's be honest?
There's nothing new at all, nothing new.
Well, actually, there is a new one each day, because we sent Neil, who works on the show, out to Stupid Street.
Oh, so Stupid Street's new, that's good.
He can't not go to Stupid Street.
So there is some new stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Hooray! Okay, let's do it then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's do the Stupid Street one first. You know the Noisettes?
So I haven't heard this one before.
No, you haven't.
Right, fine.
It's really not going to be good if you can't remember whether you've heard it or not before in the first place.
Becky hasn't heard it before. She just sent Neil out onto Stupid Street earlier.
Right.
You know Noisettes?
Yeah.
Number 2 record that was with. Mm-hmm. What's the next bit of the song?
Don't forget the rhythm.
Don't upset the rhythm.
Now, we went onto Stupid Street, okay?
Yeah.
To see how many people know the next bit of the song after the go, baby, go bit. So we just went... and then said, what is it? My question to you, how many out of the 9 people on Stupid Street could sing the next bit of the Noisettes, Don't Upset the Rhythm? Seeing as you couldn't do it, I'd go low.
Three.
Becky.
4.
Okay, we asked 9 people. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many know the next bit of the song? Let's find out.
Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's no, that's rubbish. Mm.
Disco Inferno.
What?
No, Disco Inferno. Wrong song, mate.
Let's go and get some pizza.
I don't think she was putting in any effort at all.
She's not taking it seriously, is she, really?
Next.
Stand up, set the rhythm. Oh my god!
Was that really obvious?
Yeah, it was pretty obvious.
She knew.
And she got the tune and everything.
Yeah.
To the party, to the party, to the shows, to the club.
Oh, shut up.
Why did that annoy you so
well,
much?
Well, just because he does.
Well, you didn't know it either.
Yeah, but at least I made an attempt and got all the words right, bar one.
He's to the party, to the party, to the shrooms, to the club.
I mean, that's just
that's maybe
idiotic.
Where he wants to go.
Next.
Go, baby, go, suck my toe.
I was worried about that one.
No, but I like it.
I like that. At least he was a bit more inventive.
Go, baby, shake it like it's your birthday. Gonna party like it's your birthday. Go, baby, go, baby, go.
No, he was a bit too enthusiastic. He went the other way. Next.
Don't set the rhythm!
We love that song.
Okay, so that's two now.
Do they just... Because that sounds like there's about seven of them. Does that just count as one?
I think that counts as one.
Right.
Okay. Last one.
Go, 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 go.
What's that?
I don't know, made it up.
Right, good. So, that was... us going on Stupid
Street.
He's
my favourite.
And the answer was two people got it right out of nine, so Chappers gets the point. Good work.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, now we're into the old stuff, right? You know Comedy Dave?
Yeah.
Do you remember that time that we had some clips of him? Remember? And we called him up with these clips of himself.
Yeah.
Just to see how long Dave would stay on the phone talking to Comedy Dave.
Yeah.
My question to you is, and I doubt you'll be able to remember, how long do you think we kept Dave on the phone for, calling himself? Becky?
I think he had a proper conversation, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
How long?
30 seconds.
Chappers?
No, I think it was longer than that. I think it was about 45.
45 seconds? Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So we got our clips of Comedy Dave and then called him.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
What am I to be surprised about?
Why can't you be more open-minded? Oh.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Chappers.
Are macaws and lemurs very different? Is one a bird and one a monkey?
Oh, God, that's me.
That's just ridiculous. I was quite scared by lemurs once at Whipsnade Zoo.
Were you?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood did, do you?
Maybe.
Very good. Bye-bye.
1 minute. 1 minute and 3 seconds when Dave called himself. Chappers
there
wins
you go.
Again.
I can remember.
Oh. What's the kidding?
You know the one that doesn't speak?
That still makes me laugh. Does that a phone call? Yeah, go on, yeah.
He's not here this week. That's why this is back on.
Yeah.
He banned it. Do you remember when he went bobbing for apples? With the voice changer on?
Yes.
We gave the one that doesn't speak 60 seconds to bob for apples. My question to you people...
This is wrong.
How many did he get out of the water in 1 minute? How many apples? Chappers?
Four. Was it four? Four. So, okay. I used to remember some of these.
This is a memory test.
I know.
Becky?
One.
One.
He didn't do very well, did he?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
With the voice changer, here's... The one that doesn't speak, bobbing those apples. Hi, one that doesn't speak.
Hi, Scott.
Now, we've changed your voice using our amazing voice changer machine to make your voice a bit higher so that no one discovers your identity.
Yep, thanks for that.
And it's, what's occurring? Apple bobbing. You see that bowl there?
Yes.
There's four apples in it, isn't there?
There are four apples in here.
I want you to get as many out of that bowl in 1 minute using only your mouth, OK? One that doesn't speak?
Yes, there's lots of water in here as well.
Yes.
So I'll be bobbing apples.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm not very good at this.
Yay! One! Time. Wow. So it was three apples, Bob. Chappers whitewashed today on one that didn't speak.
Whitewashed today on what's occurring, not whitewashed whitewashed on the one that doesn't speak.
I am I don't know why I said that. Oh, I'm just a bit put off by the text, and people go, yeah, I love her, what's occurring, thanks for bringing it back. Someone's a bit confused, they're like, I thought it was on Thursdays now. Yeah, Becky's just decided to put it on this week.
She's a maverick.
It'll probably change again next week.
Ow!
Now, we've talked about this before. You know, it's late at night, you've had a couple of wines, a couple of beers or whatever. If you're in a hotel, and it's a bit posh, and there is a piano in there, you've got to play it. This is me playing the piano in a hotel once. Now, Fraser in Sunderland's been on. Thank you very much to this, Fraser. He's found this thing on YouTube. Do you know what it's called on YouTube, Becca, so people can look at it?
It's Lady Gaga Acoustic.
Okay. It's Lady Gaga on YouTube doing acoustic version of Poker Face.
Right.
All right? Now, it starts off, you know, quite nice. She's there at the piano.
I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please.
Very different version.
Hold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
It's all right, then.
Yeah, it's
just there with her glasses on and a big wig. Microphone right next to her mouth. She's at the piano playing away. Then it goes a bit late night hotel bar towards the middle of the song.
She's got me like nobody. Poker face, poker face.
Bit of clicking going on.
When people do their clicks, you know it's starting to go wrong, don't you?
Okay. You'll like this bit. Imagine you're in the hotel bar now, the lights are low, and there's a woman in glasses playing the piano and singing.
Russian lead is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not love, it isn't fun.
Blimey. Somebody do something to her.
Oh, love.
Somebody leave in and step on her toe. Start hopping about.
Ow! Your toe!
I think we should get her to do it It's Only Blue Friday.
Oh, let's get Gaga doing It's Only Blue Friday. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Just like the chick in the casino, take your bag before I pay you out. I promise this, promise this.
It's official, she is bonkers. Mm. Also, there's a good bit, if you look this up on YouTube, good bit where she plays the piano with her feet.
I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm
bluffing. Gets her high heels right up on the keyboard.
I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning.
What'd you do?
Oh.
It must be quite, I would imagine, never having done this, but I would imagine it must be quite hard to hit the right notes in a pair of high heels if you're playing with your feet.
Not being funny, but why do it then?
Mm. Well, yeah, that's a good point.
And if in doubt, just say how great you are at the end.
Check this end, because I am marvellous, so marvellous.
I'm marvellous.
So marvellous, so marvellous. Can't read my face.
And then someone stands on her toe again.
Scott Mills.
Video one.
Is she doing jazz hands whilst playing the piano with her feet at the end on the marvellous bit? That's what I imagine.
I am marvellous. Dun dun. That's fabulous. Thank you very much, Fraser, for sending that in. I think I know what happened now. I don't think someone stepped on her toes. I think what happened when she was trying to play it with her feet, the keyboard, the...
Did the lid fall?
The lid
back?
Came down. Because that does hurt, doesn't it?
Oh. I don't know. A piano lid's never fallen on my toes.
Not on my toes. It's not on my hands.
Has it?
Oh, God, yeah. It's like more pain than toothache. It's awful. What?
I didn't realise you were such a big player.
I was a pianist.
Piano player.
I was... I've been a pianist before.
What?
I've been a pianist back in the day.
You honestly did say
I
that.
Did say that.
You didn't say that. If we play that back...
No, we're not going to play it back.
No, I'm not on air, but if we play that back for our amusement, you definitely didn't say pianist.
I got grade two.
I don't care what you got. You didn't say that first time round then.
Also, I'm
just... Becky's crying. Also, none of us are arguing with you.
Also, I think that... Oh, you weren't here last week for the Kelly Clarkson incident.
Don't
oh,
mention the no, Kelly Clarkson incident.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Off,
I will. I heard that Lady Gaga's going to come into the live lounge soon as well. We've got to get to do that. With the feet and all.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.